Hey guys, after reading some of the comments on Brainy Babe's original post, like her, I was transported back to a magical time when my hymen was still intact by Avalon's Our First Time Together audio. And I definitely want to do Brainy Babe's questionnaire vis-a-vis my first time. So let's just dive in, shall we? I was 18 when I lost my virginity. I was a freshman in college, and it was this guy that I met out at a bar. I was living in my nation's capital at the time, and we actually met because our best friends were hooking up at the time. We definitely weren't in love. There was no love lost there. And we'd only known each other for a couple of hours. I mean, my expectations were pretty realistic. I'd like to believe that they were, you know, I knew it was going to hurt at least a little bit. And I didn't have any romantic expectations about this whole situation. And we were in a twin extra long bed in his dorm room, and I went to a really conservative Catholic college at the time, and he lived with his RA, and we were really, really worried that he was gonna come back. And then I had to walk of shame across campus after that. And people were, like, just getting back from being out at the bars. So, you know. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, my goodness. It's really late here, so I apologize. And, you know, the context was just we were out at this bar. I was a little drunk. He was a lot drunk. He was just, you know, really cute and really funny, and we started kissing, and one thing led to another, and we ended up back on the subway back to campus, and, you know, the rest is, as they say, history. I mean, in terms of, like, what I was feeling, I was excited, and I was pretty, honestly, pretty eager to just kind of do it. You know, he was cute. I was fairly relaxed. But I felt kind of bad because he didn't know that I was a virgin, and he was not a virgin, that is. So the answer to question number 9, did it hurt, was yes, and more than I thought it would. You know, I knew there was, like, pain associated with it. But I didn't realize that the actual motion of penis tearing through my hymen was just a weird feeling. I mean, it was a guy that I met at a bar, so, I mean, we didn't discuss having sex. He just said, hey, do you want to go back to campus together? Or, you know, I forget the actual phrasing, but I think it was something to the effect of, like, hey, do you want to come home with me? And I was like, yeah, I do, you know? It wasn't a planned encounter at all. You know, I was very Catholic at the time. I was, you know, kind of moving away from that part of my life. And, you know, I just kind of was, you know, oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry. I think I was just more waiting for it to feel like the right time. So, you know, I wasn't overly worried about it. And we were dancing and kissing at the bar, and one thing led to another, and, you know, we ended up kind of spilling out onto the street. Weirdly enough, Despite the circumstances surrounding the night I lost my virginity, that night I had the most romantic kiss that I've ever had in my entire life. But that, my friends, is a description for another time and another audio. There was probably music playing, to be totally honest. If there was, I don't remember what it was. And we were in a dorm room with the window open and, you know, casually fucking. I was wearing this really short, tight little skirt and this really cheesy, like, gauzy top, and it was February in Washington, D.C., and I was freezing. And I had a fracket, which, for those of you who are not familiar with that term, is what we call a frat jacket or a fracket. And it's just a shitty coat that you can wear out and just, you know, do your thing and not really care if you lose it. I mean, we used protection. He wore a condom. I was not in a place in my life where I could have asked anybody for birth control or anything like that. did I come? No, I did not. And I'm sure he did. I don't really remember. But fun fact, and, you know, this is a little bit relevant to a question further down this questionnaire. Oh my God, guys, I'm so sorry. Is that I got shamed by the same guy that I would later go on to have, you know, kind of like a friends with benefits relationship with, for attempting to play with myself during sex so that I could get off, and he told all of our friends about it, and I never did it again until I started dating my now ex-boyfriend. But again, a time for another audio. Immediately afterwards, I was like, high five, bro. You're weird as fuck. And I left. Unlike a lot of you lovely people who had lovely first-time experiences, I used, you know, I got up and I left. I was just like, this was fun. Let's do it again. And afterwards, I was a little bit overwhelmed. I cried for a while because, like a lot of women, I thought it would be different or special, or that it wouldn't hurt and just be like this magical experience where, you know, you fuck and everything is great. But I told my best friend because she wanted to know if I had gotten home okay. And she texted me and she was like, hey, how'd it go? I was like, well, we ended up going back and, you know, we had sex. And she was like, oh my God, you know, that's crazy. And I told my roommates at the time I was living with, and they were super supportive and great. And yeah. I mean, I was really lucky to have supportive people around me. I don't think I told my parents until, like, 3 years after that happened, when I, you know, had my first really serious relationship. Our relationship going forward, I left. So I left that night, and I found out that this guy that I had hooked up with, that I had sex with, when I was at school, we had these two classes that you would take with the same group of people with the same professors, and there was your specific class that you sort of moved around with for those first three classes, and then there was like an opposite, like reciprocal group for you, and this kid ended up being in the opposite section of these classes I was taking, and we ran into each other the following Monday morning after classes, and it was bizarre, guys. It was weird, but it ended up starting a really good friendship. I mean, we're still friends, kind of, to this day, but he's kind of a dick, you know, which, you know, whatever, it happens, and we just sort of grew apart. we had actually a strictly sexual relationship for like the last 6 months I attended that college, and I transferred to my state school after that. So, I mean, if I could do everything over again, I can't know for sure if I would change anything. I mean, it was a good experience for the most part, but, you know, it's just very strictly one of those things. And I think going forward, you know, would I have liked it to be, you know, different or with somebody I loved or cared about? Probably, but, you know, I think I appreciate, you know, my sexual experiences so much more now because my first sexual experience was so kind of impersonal. And I'm really lucky to have had that experience. You know, he was a great guy and I made a really good friend, and I wouldn't have met a lot of really great people because, you know, I was in some sort of weird relationship with this person. And I think if I could send a message back to my virgin self, you know, to tell them what I know now about sex, is that, you know, your pleasure and your enjoyment of the experience matters. You know what I mean? Don't take shit from people who think it's weird that you want to have an orgasm or think it's, you know, somehow shameful that you want to enjoy the experience too. So this was really fun, guys. I hope my sexual misadventures, you know, help you guys learn from my mistakes, because I appreciate you. All right, guys, I gotta go to bed, but good night.